This is a talk with Miss Barker and Mrs. Facey at Miss Barker's home in Berwick on Tuesday, April the 5th, 1944. Correction, 1994. Mrs. Facey came to Berwick with her family when she was a very young girl, and Miss Barker came to Berwick in 1917 when her father was appointed principal of Berwick Primary School. Miss Barker was then nine. She will tell you more about her school days later, but I'm just going to ask Mrs. Facey where she lived and to describe the surroundings of Berwick and the people that she knew and what it was like growing up as a girl in Berwick then. Well, that's satisfactory. Now, though, where did you live?
We lived up on the hill in Brisbane Street.
On the corner of what is
on
now?
On the corner of Havelock Street.
That is now Scott's Gateway.
Yes. We had a beautiful view in those days because it was just the rolling countryside all around. And from our place, looking across to the south, we could see part of...
Was it Island? Well, Phillip Island.
No, the other one.
French Island,
on a clear day, quite plainly. And looking across the other way, north to the north, we looked right across to Upper Beaconsfield and Emerald in the far distance. Beautiful view.
And was much of the country cleared for farming?
Some of it was, but from Brisbane Street, where we lived, right across to Ingalls Road, and then across to Manuka Road, was bushland, light bushland, with very lovely wildflowers growing. And near us, there were two different guest houses and very interesting Melbourne business people used to come and stay there every year.
Where were the guest houses?
One was just a little bit further up the hill.
Towards?
On the corner of Campbell Street.
A big two-storey?
No, just a single-storey timber guest house, and Miss Boland looked after that. And down a little bit further towards us was Mount Carmel.
Oh, well, that is still there.
Yes.
The old house.
Yes. And they were very, very popular.
How many guests would they take?
Oh, about a dozen each, yes.
And what would people do? Go for walks?
Oh, well, we used to take the visitors for walks across the bushland, gathering wildflowers, and sometimes they didn't have suitable shoes for walking in the country, and they'd come back with handkerchiefs tied round their heels. Rather blistered, but very, very happy. We had very happy times. And
tell me, how did they get to Berwick in those days?
By train.
And then how did they get up to your place?
People named Forbes were carriers up on the hill, and they had cabs, all sorts of horse-drawn vehicles, and they were kept busy with all these visitors and their luggage.
Did Forbes live where that cottage opposite Mr. Henry in Brisbane Street, which is now Glencairn Cottage.
Yes.
Mr. Henry's place was Glenfalloch, is that right?
My dad came down from Gippsland and he bought 5 acres where we lived.
That was that whole 5 acre block?
Yes, yes. A very, very rich, beautiful soil. And Dad was an agent, but his first love was growing things. And he planted an orchard, and he also planted berries of all kinds.
What, strawberries?
Yes.
And?
Raspberries, loganberries.
What was that other one?
Raspberries.
Yeah, what was the other one?
Loganberries.
Oh, loganberries, yes.
And, they produced beautiful crops of fruit. And
what was on that 5 acre block when you bought it? Was it all just cleared? Was there any timber on it?
Oh, there were a few trees, not very many, and there were two dams for the animals to drink from. And one of them had blackwood trees around it.
I remember that old blackwood tree around that little dam.
And the other one lower down had a lot of bulrushes. And animals called hares used to come and make little nests down there. And
did you have any foxes in those days?
Yes, we did. Yes, we had poultry.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And of course we had to be very careful and have them all well shut away behind wire netting.
Yes. Can I ask you now, did you have a cow?
Yes, at one stage we did. And my dad loved horses. He always had a beautiful riding horse. And another dear old Clydesdale called Prince. And Prince used to plough and was used for cultivating and growing crops. And he was a great family pet. We were very fond of him. He lived to be very, very old. And
what period of this is about the 1920s, is it?
The late 1920s.
Late 1920s.
Yes.
You can still see on the cottage now where your home, where Miss Elvin lives, you can still see the undulations where the plough used to go.
Yes, yes. And we used to get up early in the morning picking the berries because Dad used to have orders from various restaurants in the city. And they were always wanting strawberries and raspberries. And we used to pick them in the early morning. And Dad would pack them and take them to the berry station.
How did he pack them?
Oh, in little wooden crates.
And were they
punnets?
In punnets.
Yes. And he would take them down to the various trains.
Did you ride as a girl?
Yes.
Did you have your own pony?
We had two ponies for riding. And my sister and I used to. It was all open, rolling countryside for miles. And we used to ride to Upper Beaconsfield and to Narre Warren North, across the hills.
Just a straight line across?
Yes. And there were a lot of hawthorn hedges out towards Narre Warren North. And in the springtime, they were so pretty, covered in blossom.
Yes, beautiful.
And we also used to ride across to Clyde and Cranbourne.
That was a good ride.
And it was lovely going over the rolling open countryside amongst the cattle and the sheep. We were very happy.
Did you ride your pony to school? Or did you walk?
No, I walked to school.
Your riding was just for pleasure?
Yes, it was. Yes. And my dad had a beautiful dapple grey horse, which we were not allowed to ride. It was a thoroughbred, very, very fast.
Did you stable them? Were the horses stable?
Yes, we had a stable, yes, and loose boxes.
And did you have someone who would shoe them?
Oh, yes. There was a farrier down at Beaconsfield, and we used to take the he was an excellent workman, and we used to take the horses down to him to be shod. And my pony was very naughty. She didn't like her back legs to be done.
What was your pony called?
And she wouldn't stand. Sally. And the poor farrier was very patient, but sometimes he used to get a bit annoyed and he used to swear a bit. So I used to go for a walk.
So you didn't...
Until things quietened down.
Where was the farrier in Beaconsfield?
On the way down to the station, on the left-hand side.
In Wood Street, I suppose.
Yes. Oh, he's a very nice man who's very fond of animals.
Well, he would probably be a very busy man because there would have been a lot of horses about in those days.
Oh, yes, he was very busy.
Yes.
There were a lot of horses.
Yes.
Mm. And dear old Prince, my dad came in one morning with the tears rolling down his face, and we said, whatever's wrong? Dad was very tender-hearted with animals, and he said, dear old Prince is gone. So we all cried.
Did he just die in his stable?
No, he died under a lovely wattle tree down in the bottom paddock.
Was he very old, I suppose?
Yes, he was. And my dad wouldn't have him taken away. Dad and a very great friend of his dug a grave for dear old Prince. It took them all day.
Well, I'll bet.
Because he was such a big animal.
Yes.
And they put him to rest there. And my sister threw her favourite doll down into the grave to keep Prince company. And we all cried again. Oh dear.
Your father was a tender-hearted man, wasn't he?
Yes. Oh, Prince was our old friend.
Oh.
And we had to say goodbye to him.
It was just you and your sister.
I had a brother.
And a brother too? Was he old?
He was in between us, yes.
And did he ride?
Yes, he rode too. We all rode.
Did he get up to mischief? Like boys do?
Oh, yes, 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 he did.
Did he go down to the creek? Used you go down to the creek?
Oh, yes, we used to go down to the creek.
Mm-hmm. And did you fish?
And the bellbirds were just lovely. Oh. We could hear them from our place, which was right up on the hill. The bellbirds were just beautiful in those days.
And wildflowers?
Oh, the wildflowers were lovely.
What sort of flowers?
Wild bronia.
What's that look like?
It's pink.
Lovely perfume?
Pink and cream. No, not much perfume. Not as much as the other brown bronia. And there were beautiful orchids, little green hoods, spider orchids, and pretty mauve flowers. We used to call them chocolate flowers. They used to smell like chocolate.
Oh. Vi, were there other children living round about you?
No, there weren't very many.
You were the only children there?
Yes, there weren't many children at all in those days.
Where did your mother do her shopping?
Mother and Dad used to drive to Dandenong, and
with Prince or
with it? Oh no, with one of the other horses, and there were some nice shops in Bury. Mrs. Moore had a shop where you could get practically anything.
And where was that?
In the middle of the main street.
Which side? Going up the hill? On the left-hand side, I suppose.
Coming from Melbourne.
Yes.
On the left-hand side. And old Mr. Paternoster was right up the top. He had a very large general store. And...
Well, there would have been a butcher?
Yes, the butcher shop was down in Clyde Road.
On the...
Down in Clyde Road.
Oh, was that the Richardsons?
Yes.
Because we've had Mr. Richardson put some of his reminiscences on tape for us.
Yes.
And he spoke of growing up there.
Yes.
With, that was his father, was it? Jimmy Richardson's
yes,
father?
Yes, his father, yes.
Mm-hmm. And a baker?
Yes, there was a bakery, beautiful homemade bread.
Was that in the High Street also?
Yes, on the left side, going up the hill.
Mm-hmm. Is that where...
Everything we had, except bread, was homemade. Mother made all the cakes and... In the fruit season, of course, she was always busy making jam and preserving fruit because it used to ripen very quickly and it had to be done at a certain stage.
Yes.
So I'd be sitting beside the stove stirring the jam quite often, and my mother would be very busy. We had beautiful homegrown food.
How did she preserve the fruit?
In a fowler's outfit. And she used to preserve tomatoes in golden syrup tins for the winter. We had hot tomatoes for breakfast during the winter.
Yes, whole?
Yes.
Peeled or just?
Yes, peeled.
Mm. And packed into the?
Packed into the golden,
syrup tin. Just enough for one meal on each?
Yes.
In each tin?
Yes.
Were you able to preserve any of your surplus vegetables, like beans or peas or any of those things?
Yes,
potatoes?
I think Mother used to salt the beans.
I think they used to put...
Salt them?
Yeah, in a jar with salt.
In a large stone jar.
Oh, one of those big jars.
But we gave away a lot of surplus things, which we couldn't eat, to families. Who lived some distance away, people with children, and we didn't like to see anything wasted.
What about, you had your own milk and butter and...
Mostly, yes.
From your cow?
Yes.
Did you ever milk the cow? Come on. Could you milk a cow?
Oh, yes, in a sort of a way, but I was too slow.
And she probably got very cross with you.
Yes, she did. She'd get very restless and she'd turn round and look at me. And Dad used to say, "Get up, dearie, you're too slow, I'll finish it."
Twice a day, morning and night?
Yes.
What was she, a Jersey?
Yes.
A nice, gentle sort of creature?
Oh, yes.
Used you, did she just roam in the paddock then?
Yes.
And you'd have to go and bring her in when it was milking time?
Oh, no, she always came up because there was some more nice food for her.
Yes.
Oh, she always came up.
Did your father cut enough hay from the paddock for the animals? What did he feed the horses on in the winter time?
Yes, he used to plough and sow down oats and maize, and that was great food for the animals during the winter. There was always plenty for them to eat.
You never had to.
Of course, there was plenty of grass in the lower paddocks.
Yes. Mm. Yes. You never had to buy food for them.
Oh, sometimes Dad used to. He was always. spoiling them, you know, giving them some bran to warm them up and that sort of thing. They were very spoiled animals.
Was there a stock and station agent in Berwick at that time? Or a produce store? Do you remember one, Alice?
Oh, I think Mr. Paternoster used to...
When we came to Berwick, there were no fruit shops or vegetable shops, but a man came from Dandenong once a week, Mr. Sleeth, and would buy things then.
What if you wanted, if anybody wanted hay or wheat or...
Well, when we had a pony, we used to buy a bag of chaff from Loveridge's. They sold it.
Well, Loveridge's had a produce store then.
Well, they'd sell odds and ends.
And where were
they? Small parcels.
And where were they? Down by the library?
No, when we came to Berwick, they were next to the state school.
And they conducted their business from there?
Yeah. Then they moved to the main street.
Yeah. When you started going to school, do you remember Alice as a schoolgirl?
Oh, yes, I remember Alice. And dear Mr. Barker, her father.
Did you walk from your home?
Yes.
Walk up to school and back again?
Yes.
Quite a long walk. Quite a walk. By yourself or with your sister?
By myself. First and with my sister later.
No pavements?
Oh, no, just a grassy
roads.
Grassy roads, yes.
In all weathers?
Yes, oh yes.
Muddy? When it was in the winter time?
We used to have to wear galoshes and didn't like them much either.
Do you remember Violet?
Yes.
When she was a little girl?
Yes.
Were you in the same class?
Yes. Violet used to talk to me a lot and tell me all kinds of things about her animals and about her sister, the little sister. She was very chatty, Violet.
What was your sister's name?
Thelma.
Oh, that's a nice name. What was your brother's name?
Eric.
Oh, lovely names. You never hear any Thelmas and Erics now, do you? And you tell me now, your father came to Berwick as a headmaster from somewhere near...
We came from up near Albury and came to Berwick, and there were about between 65 and 80 children on the roll.
At Berwick. And what had... Was that about the same size as the school where he'd been teaching at Barnawatha?
Yes. Slightly bigger here. Berwick, there's an old district and this... State school number here was number 40, and the one we'd had up in Barnawatha was nearly 2,000.
Oh, goodness.
So you could see there'd been a lot more little schools in Victoria.
Why did your father come to Berwick?
Because it was near Melbourne, and he wanted to be near Melbourne so that I could go backwards and forwards to the doctor and the spoon maker and so on, because I had polio.
How old were you at this stage?
Nine.
And how old were you when you got polio?
11 months.
And you were growing all the time, of course. Mm-hmm. So you had to have your calipers altered all the time?
Every 6 months. And so that's why we came to Berwick.
And who was the doctor you used to go and see in Melbourne?
Dr. McKenzie.
Wasn't he a well-known...
Yes. Afterwards, he gave the... A sanctuary at Hillsville, that all belonged to him. He gave it to
me. Oh, that's why it was called the, what did they call it?
The Colin McKenzie Sanctuary.
Sanctuary.
Yes.
What, did he have a house up there, or did he own it?
He was a bachelor in those days, and he was quite old when he suddenly got married to a very young doctor.
Did he own that land up there? What made him...
He'd lived there with his parents, and he'd only had one sister. And they owned a lot of land there, and he was very interested in animals and things, and so afterwards he moved to Canberra and became head of the medical school there, and so he gave that to Victoria for a sanctuary for animals.
Oh, that's a very interesting bit of history, isn't it?
Yes.
Was the sanctuary functioning when he was practicing as a doctor when you went to see him, or was he still living up there then?
No, I don't know. I think he had animals there. At one stage he had a few monkeys, and he used to watch the monkeys' muscles and things and get ideas for the children with the polio.
Well, he was our polio specialist,
yes,
wasn't he?
Yes, he was the only person that knew anything.
And what could they do for polio for you then? What sort of treatment? Anything?
A lot of massage I had, and splinting, and night time I had to wear splints too.
In bed?
Yes, in bed.
Wooden
splints? Keep his toes out and the...
Wooden splints?
No. They were made of, I used to call them tin splints. They were made of stuff that looked like kerosene tin.
What, just in the piece?
Yes, and my cousin used to line them with soft chamois leather. On that state, they were very, very uncomfortable.
I would say so. And were they supposed to keep your...
Yeah,
legs straight,
yes,
I suppose.
And my toes straight, because I had no control over them, and they'd have curled up like that. See, they had to be kept out and bandaged, and a lot of time was spent by my poor cousin fiddling with me.
Well, she did a pretty good job, didn't she?
She did. And then when we came to Berwick, I was 9 and I was very happy at the school. Used to let me play with them, the children, and I remember Violet, we used to play rounders, and I could hit the ball with my stick, balance up with one stick, hit the ball, but I couldn't run round, and Violet could run like a hare. Somebody ran for me, and they let me play.
What was the bat for rounders? What was it like? Like a cricket bat?
Yes, a little bat, like a cricket bat.
And what sort of a ball?
A tennis ball
tennis.
We used to play with. The tennis, wasn't it? But I used to hit it with my stick, because I bounced it with one stick and balanced. I could hit it away, but I don't suppose I hit it very far. They were very kind to me, looking back. You know, that put up with me, that couldn't make much and couldn't run.
I guess it gave them all an extra go. I mean, you wouldn't have had a run if it hadn't been you were not running for hours.
Violet could run like a hare.
You couldn't throw the ball at anyone, because you couldn't spare the arm, could you?
No, well, we didn't throw it. You hit it and ran round and got back into your base.
Was that a bit like baseball, if they could get you out, that scored against you?
Yeah.
How many stops with rounders?
Three.
Three? Like baseball?
I don't remember that. I only remember how very excited and pleased I was to be allowed to play with them.
Yes.
Alice, you lived in the nice brick house that was beside the school, which you call the schoolhouse.
Yes.
That has since been pulled down. But that was a very comfortable home, was
yes,
it not?
Double brick, handmade double brick. Very cool in the summer.
Who had been the principal before your father?
A man called Mr. McCann.
And where did he go off to?
Went away up to Malmesbury.
And did he have a wife and family in the school?
Yes, he had two sons at the war. The First World War was on, you see. And he wanted to go to Malmesbury because he had his sons, before they went to the war, had bought property just out of there. So he exchanged with Dad. Dad was going to Malmesbury. And he exchanged.
Oh, that was very handy.
Mm.
And did you have a garden around the schoolhouse?
Yes, a lot of roses and old-fashioned plants, and a great big lilac in full bloom when we came.
What month was it when you came?
September, the end of September. And all the hawthorn bushes were out, and Berwick seemed a lovely, pretty little town full of flowers and birds, a lot of birds.
What was Clyde Road, what was Harkaway Road like in those days? Just a dirt road?
Dirt road.
With hawthorn hedges?
Yes, and the first thing I saw in the morning when we came to the schoolhouse, when I woke up, knelt up in bed and looked out the window. It said, to Harkaway. There was a signpost over the road, to Harkaway. And I thought, what a lovely name. Harkaway. Surely there would be fairies.
Well, it is a very pretty name, isn't it?
I thought there might be fairies there. I still half believed in fairies.
Oh, well, you were only a little girl then. And did you have a cow too?
No, my father didn't want to learn to milk. You had a thing about cows.
Didn't like them?
Well, he didn't like, wouldn't like to milk them. When I was a baby, my grandfather wanted to give me a cow, and Dad said, no, thank you. And somebody said, why didn't you take it and sell it?
You were born up near Bendigo?
Yes, in Fosterville, outside Bendigo.
How far out?
18 miles.
Quite a different climate to come to, yes. To Berwick. Because Berwick is colder and wetter.
My father had never taught south of the Dividing Range, always up in the north country, up near Swan Hill, then out from Bendigo, then out from Albury, and then coming to Berwick. It was so cool.